Okay, we'll go ahead and start public comment. We have three people signed up. You know, we usually go a half an hour, so that would be about 10 minutes apiece. Don't feel that you need to fill the entire space. And, you know, circumstances being what they are, this is an unusual time. I will allow a little bit of Q&A with the public. Only stipulation is address questions to me, the chair. And, you know, as I said, we're going to follow the rules of decorum for Robert's Rules, which means, you know, no accusing people by name, no slander. You know, let's try to be civil and have a conversation here if we need to, because, you know, things are a little different right now. So with that, Captain Tom.
PK raised her hand first, so I'll
go. Okay, all right. I will be first.
Is that okay with you, PK?
I don't have a problem. Oh, that's
Good.
I try to find a way to have a quorum, and this is very disappointing. It's disappointing for a number of reasons, because in the last election we stacked the deck with the majority of white members. And it's not that well, boil it down to what's wrong with it, is that there's no intentional work to be inclusive and diverse. That you're surrounding yourself with people that you trust, and that's been said. And my ability to say something that's the truth, whether it's about somebody individually or as a group, does not mean that it's slander. You're marginalizing and disenfranchising members and listeners who aren't members, who might have been members. More than that, we have less members than we had in 2016. We went from 6,000 to now we have less than 4,800. But the general manager that came after OBDK had come out illegally said that the membership had grown, and that turned out not to be true. And even now, there is a move to disenfranchise people as being able to vote in the election. And this election is ill-advised. And it is my hope that we don't have quorum in this election, because it's wrong. I worked for Bobby George in 16. I worked for Mickey Leland in 28. I've seen the worst and the best of politicians. This is a political move, and it hurts. And it makes it dangerous for a person of color to think that they can have equal standing. I got the worst budget, and there are those of you that are going to do their best to overturn it. I know it. And it just makes all my hard work seem in vain. But more than that, it's cruel and inhumane what you are doing here tonight. You may not like me saying it. You may think that I have no standing. But I know an injustice when I see it. I know lies and manipulation when I'm in front of it. I know that there is something else going on, because it doesn't make sense to limit the membership, to not raise enough money. The divisiveness is not from factions, but a purposeful gaslighting to make people think that they're the obstructionists when they're not. That's what gaslighting is. is to take the victims and make them feel that maybe what they know is not what it really is. I took someone to court, and it was the hardest thing that I ever had to do because I didn't want to hurt the people that were connected to this particular person. We had a CAB meeting this weekend, and the CAB report is going to be given tomorrow. An advisory board to say we need to reach out to nonprofits and organizations and other diverse communities and get them to want to be a part of KPFT. And we have a plan in place. But you've got a PMB that doesn't investigate. They simply take the word of one or two people. And at this stage of the game, how fair is that? If it's something between me and another person, and the only person you talk to is the other person and not to me, you don't have the full story. The truth is that I know a lot of your stories, because the hardest part about this is that I have worked with some of you for 20 plus years on issues of criminal justice, on issues of racism, you know? And you won't end it. You won't stop it. You won't quit. I brought my grandson here when I resigned as a board member because I told him never, never not fulfill your promises. But it was so toxic that I fell, busted up my face, lost my tooth, was in so much pain after I would come to one of these meetings. You all are wrong. You're wrong. This is wrong. It's not even trying to see how you can make it where. It's about winning. And it's a microcosm of what's happening in the White House right now. And that's the way this feels. And whether you realize it or not, I'm not a person who walks around with a chip on my shoulder. Who have I cursed out? Who have I made feel bad? I've been told recently that I'm not very kind. But you know what white supremacy is? It's to write you and tell you about yourself and dare you or challenge you not to respond because you won't listen. That's what white people get to do. They get to walk away. This is hard work. It's hard work. And a lot of people have put good work into this, and you're throwing them away. You're throwing them away. But it's not over because justice should prevail. Justice should roll down like water. And when you all quote King during the MLK parade, know that if he were alive, you'd have a problem with it. This is wrong, guys. And there are those of us who are going to do our best to overturn even this.
Okay, my name is Tom Harper. I'm known as Captain Tom on the KPFT radio station. I presently have the Veterans of War show, and also I serve on the prison show, and also work the front desk. I recently attended the LFB meeting on December the 19th of 2018. When I attended that meeting, Robert's rule of order was totally kicked out the window. I'm sorry. Okay? It wasn't fair. There were a lot of things that were done, said, and the way people were treated. And people are absent. They have excused absence. and they're voted down. You know, you have to work together as a team on an LSB, okay? I was an executive board member for the American Legion. And you have to follow the rules. It's just that some rules have to be followed. If you cannot follow those rules, then there's no sense of even, you know, convening, okay? Race, color, creed, it doesn't matter. We all bleed red. We're all here to work together as a team. We're all people, okay? There's no majority. There's no minority. There's no anything. It's just, you know, straightforward. Whatever you're black, white, Mexican, whatever, y'all need to pull together. And we're not going to get anything done. This LSB is not going to get anything done. And this station is not going to prosper. The station has to pull out of the rut. Because if we don't get something done, then it's all going to turn around and it's going to kick us in the butt. We need to raise money, okay? We need to work with PK, because I can feel her. I understand what she's trying to do. You know? Instead of putting her down for what she does, okay, is wrong. What they did to Rhonda at the board meeting was wrong. Anybody that has an excused absence, okay? I don't care who you are. If you have a death in the family, Mike had a death in the family, okay? They wanted to count him absent. Why? His father passed away. Okay, if my father or my mother passed away, my father actually is dead, but if my mother passed away and I have to go up to Arkansas, okay, I'm going to notify the chair of the board, okay? Yeah, I can understand that. If you don't, if you fail to notify the chair, then yeah, I can see the point. But working with people and helping each other and working together is the only way that we're going to get anything accomplished. You have to move on. Instead of worrying about this person being the general manager, or I don't like the way what you said at the last meeting, or change change the statements or whatever you're going to do. You know, don't worry about that. Worry about the station. Let's get the station organized. Let's get the station going. Let's get money generated, underwriters, sponsors, community, go out to the community and start, you know, bringing the community to KPFT. We have the fund drives and all that stuff. That's good. But sometimes our goals are not met. You know, we have a goal for, like, say, $300,000, and we fall short. That hurts the station. We have people that want to give donations, and we run off money. That hurts the station. We don't do that. As far as I'm concerned, you know, I see no future with KPFT unless we start getting things right. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
So when I was at the last meeting that I was at, there was a, kind of correct me if I get any of this wrong, there was an interim national director who was going to choose an interim station manager between three candidates who were Don.
Well, he is
Judon Boney and Obidike.
Personnel issue. It cannot be a public session.
I understand. I've got this. You're probably talking about Maxie Jackson. He is the permanent executive director, actually, hired by the PND. And yes, there was a request for him to choose amongst some candidates that had been floated up back when Larry Winters was still IGM. All I can say is that he's not entertaining that.
Oh, okay. Because he said to the public, this is part of the public record, that he was going to choose someone soon and let us know who that was, right?
I wasn't at that meeting, but in the recording, and knowing the director, I don't think he made, I think he probably said he was going to look at it. There was also an MSRC selection of four candidates that were given to Maxie Jackson, of which he's not choosing from either.
What does that stand for?
Management Selection and Review Committee.
And that's local? Or
that every ward is mandated to have an MSRC whose job is to hire and evaluate general managers and program directors. That's that ward. That's that committee's.
Recommend.
Okay.
Recommend.
I think
and the way that it works is that.
Point of information is not to hire. So
the way that it works is that they select candidates to which they propose to the executive director, because the executive director is the general manager's boss, effectively. And so the executive director has final say over the general manager.
Is that something that everyone agrees about, or is that a
debate? It's in the bylaw.
And then I think you also said that, like, the stuff in the last several meetings, going back to, I don't know when, is all kind of struck from the record? So the national board decided that any decision made by the local board between when and when is no longer binding?
Well, from the moment they denied vote participation. So when they disenfranchised, if I may.
Not why, but when.
What was the first time, do you remember, Deb, that you were asked to participate by phone and could not?
It was probably starting in the end of May, to beginning of June.
So, yeah, anything from May until tonight is all those decisions are gone.
Yeah.
So what are the major decisions that are now off the
list? I honestly haven't looked back to see.
Not a lot of work got done, so probably not much.
I mean, there's some things. I mean, there are mechanisms, I think, to, you know, for example, like the Roy contest. It's underway, and it's a great idea. These are the types of things that we don't have to throw away.
Okay, so then, also during that period, Venetia and some other people are now off the board?
So, Ben Perido was set to replace Deb Shafto, but, you know, that has been overturned. The Venetia thing, Venetia Patel Adams was a separate issue. I believe at that same meeting you were at, they brought her name up because she was next on the list in the staff candidates, and Don Freeman said, I cannot verify that she meets the criteria for staff, and the majority voted to bypass that, which would be bypassing the bylaws, and sat her anyway. So that was a completely out of order decision.
Okay, so that's it. There's Deb is back on, and Ben, who is replacing her, is not, and Venetia is off, and now is replaced with.
For point of information, Venetia didn't meet the criteria for staff.
Yeah.
And so when she was sat wrongly.
Who is she replacing? Me?
No, Igberto is replacing Cliff because she had replaced Cliff.
All right, so Cliff is also off.
Cliff is off for
personal reasons.
Okay, and then is there anyone else who's off?
And then Adriana turned out December 29th, which is why we sat Sandra. She served her 6 years.
Okay.
So that's it. Those are all the people that were on the board that are no longer on the board, correct? So this is the new board here, short of Ted and some other people that are absent?
A lot
of other people.
And that's until, I believe, they're saying now the new delegates have to be in the announcement for March, beginning of March. And so the March board will be the new reelected. All right.
And yeah, I work with Houston Food Not Bombs, and we are an all volunteer that work with a group that works with the homeless, and we're not hierarchical, and we're all volunteer, and sometimes somebody in our group is might act kind of in an authoritarian manner, or somebody in our group might have more access and more knowledge of the rules or the informal rules or whatever, and kind of be able to make a move. There are other organizations that work with the homeless, like the Starfield Mission, that have a CEO who's paid $330,000 a year, and they also have volunteers. So when you have people with different power and different money kind of collaborating, there are these problems that arise. You were kind of talking about how we all need to get together and just, you know, work together or whatever. So I think that power differentials, which of course go beyond just official power you might have, there's informal power as well, create really problematic group dynamics. So you tend to have, like, if somebody came up and they were part of Food Not Bombs, even for a couple of years in our organization, there might be people who are just more familiar with everybody else. They have a kind of informal power. And that's part of the reason why, you know, one of the important things to kind of limit unequal power within an organization would be something like a term limit. Another thing would be, you know, kind of a review committee for somebody that has power or somebody that gets money or something like that. I've been part of a lot of different groups. Food Not Bombs is just one of them over the years, where people are really excited. Young people are like, you know what, I'm quitting my job for Occupy Houston. I'm coming down here. I'm staying here until, you know, I see some changes. I really want something to happen. And I've seen incredible energy, you know, whipped up by people who are just like suddenly come together and they're like, we want to be part of this thing. KPFT has none of that right now. It doesn't have that kind of energy of people, disenfranchised people, whatever, being like, oh yeah, they're going to help me with my podcast. I want to go down there. Like, I want to learn how to do podcasts better, you know, whatever it is. I think that comes down to part of the dynamic that's going to continue to be problematic is that older white people have more money and they can continue to donate more during fund drives, so they might tend to like hearing blues music or, you know, Texan music or stuff that, you know, whatever it is that they like. Those people that have a little bit more money are a different demographic than people that are going to come in and produce exciting new content. So, like, I know that, like, when there's something that's really happening and there's a lot of people coming in, a lot of energy going on, that's where I am. I'm just there all the time. When there's something that's kind of like, oh, it's a lot of red tape and there's a lot of people screaming at each other and there's all these people struggling over power or whatever, I might be less likely to get involved. So I found myself coming into the KPFT less and less likely. I would love to see a transformation that's not based on power and people staying and trying to stay in their jobs or whatever. And I haven't seen that, and it's kind of scary and kind of depressing. I think that it's possible that if you are, for example, a station manager and you're really just not that good at doing your job, which is essentially making the people around you feel useful, raising money, things like that, you might say, well, you know what, making people feel useful and raising money, that's really hard. But you know what's easier is making sure that the people who can fire me, like, don't fire me. Like, whatever that takes, I'm going to stack the board, I'm going to make sure that this person who's, you know, been outspoken, it, you know, gets kicked out or whatever. So it's very depressing to see that happening, and I think there's a lot of folks that have a lot of wisdom about how to create a compelling environment to come into, and this isn't it.
I'm just going to take a point of privilege of my own and thank you all for coming and sharing your perspectives. All I can say is I met and sat and talked with the executive director. And stay tuned because great things are coming. I really think we're going to get a lot of energy.
Don's doing some great things, too.
Don is as well.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Anybody else want to speak? Or?
It's time.
He calls time.
Oh.
It took 10 minutes each.
Okay. All right.
Slide.
So,
Mark,
before
else wants to
we were at agenda approval, I think we were looking at the telephone proof motion.
Well, I've handed out my I think, so can I continue, Mr. Chair, can I continue from where I left off?
Were you reading it?
I was.
Okay, yeah.
So I was at the first one that we weren't going to require proof that we were going to take people at their word and that we weren't going to ask them to produce IRS-style verifications of their whereabouts and things like that. Number two.
Hold on a second. We have to take them one at a time. And oh. You don't need to motivate them right now. We're just reading the motions and deciding whether to put them on the agenda.
Sorry. I moved to
okay. Second. Any objection? Great.
Okay, number two is that also, they're all quick. In accordance with the rules that govern our body, be it resolved that the public be held to the same rules of decorum as the LSB members, and that public comment no longer be included in our minutes. Be it also resolved that the standing rule on public comment is repealed. So that's my second.
I move to accept the motion.
Second.
I would like to know what she means by the standing rule in public.
Well, when I motivate it, Deb, I can address it.
Yeah. Okay.
Are there any objections? Adding that to the agenda?
Adding it to the agenda, no.
Yeah. Okay.
Number three, be it resolved that the KPFT LSB authorized the chair to name conveners for subcommittees, and that he shall do so before January 15th, 2019. That's in our standing rules anyway. But I just wanted to get it on the books.
I move to end it to the agenda.
I second. Okay.
Number four.
Any objections? Okay.
Number four is be it resolved that the secretary compile a list of meetings that were invalidated by the PMB November 29th motion to give to Otis McClay and instruct him to remove the invalid KPFT LSB meeting minutes and audio from KPFTX. We also resolve that any invalid KPFT LSB meeting as defined by the PMB November 29th motion cited below not be posted on KPFTX.
Get a second?
Second.
Are there any objections?
Okay. And then the last one is I would like to move that we go into executive session for a quick motion that requires that we be in executive session for it to be heard.
This is a personnel matter.
It is a matter that requires executive session for sure. It's a
like Robert Card.
That is not something that we can discuss.
So we can just leave it as
executive.
No. Before we object, is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any objections?
I promise you, Rick, if it could be an open session, I would make it open session.
So, are there any objections into going into executive session to hear that motion? At the end?
Oh, at the end, yeah.
At the end. Correct?
Sorry.
Yeah, we'll move to executive session.
Yes, Bill. I also have a motion on the GM search process. I'd like to add, I guess, after Adrian's open session meetings.
Okay. I think we solved the executive session thing. Okay, so, yes, Bill?
So I move that we add that to the agenda also.
I second.
Okay, any objections?
No.
Okay. All right. Does anybody else have anything they want to add to the agenda?
I want clarification on something.
Yes.
I was removed from the MSRC committee, and I would like to be reinstated, but it's my understanding that it's not necessary for me to ask for that via a motion on the agenda, because at the beginning of the year, it starts over. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, all the okay.
So they'd have to re-kick me off.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah,
so you're thinking positive, Rhonda. Yeah.
For clarification, the agenda will now be the submitted motions followed by the new motions, and then we can go to executive as well. And then we can do can decide on the meeting date before or after executive session.
After.
Or in executive session.
In executive session.
Well,
it should be done first.
I would think start before. After.
I move the executive session be done after that.
Okay.
And then we won't have to go back into open session. Does that mean anything to that?
Yeah.
Okay.
We agreed on something.
All right. Okay.
I have a question.
It needs to be public.
Yes.
I've never been in a meeting where, like, there's no, where we're, there's just, like, not a lot of argument and agreement. Or so, in that there were no objections to adding these things to the agenda, is there, I mean,
can't
is
we
there
just
any,
vote?
In terms, is there any chance that we could just, could you, like, leave the meeting in such a way that with, if nobody needs to make any friendly amendments?
Yeah, we can pass them quick.
Then we could just pass them quickly.
Yeah.
To save time?
Unless you're asking for somebody to yell at you.
Well, I'd like to read all of mine into the.
If
we do that, I would like to make a friendly amendment on one of
Okay, we'll make it to them. Thanks, guys. Good night.
Take it easy.
So what we've got is we've got the submitted motions followed by the four motions from Adrian, and then the MSRC motion from Bill. We will decide on the meeting date and then break for executive
session.
Point of order,
I think Bill's motion on harassment was first.
Yes, that's the submitted motion.
Oh, I apologize.
Is that, so do I get any, are there any objections to that agenda?
No.
Okay, seconded?
Seconded.
Okay. All right, no objections. Okay. Bill, do you want to read your submitted motion on bullying, harassment, slander, and intimidation?
Well, it's in the agenda item. It's kind of long, so I don't know if you want me to read the whole thing. I was going to read the other one. It's not in the agenda.
Yeah. I vote yes.
I can read the resolved part if you want.
Yeah,
but.
Well, the people on the phone don't have it.
Do you want me to read it?
No, I emailed the agenda.
No, he emailed it to him, so thank you.
But I can read the resolved part if you want. It's not
okay.
As long.
Can you read it loud?
Okay. Be it resolved that such actions, so we're talking about harassment, bullying, things like that, will no longer be tolerated. The rules of decorum shall apply to all persons in the boardroom / committees, parentheses, public and board members alike. Harassment of any kind, defamation, including libel and slander, or derogatory comments about individuals will not be tolerated in the boardroom or subcommittees and will not be included in agendas, minutes, parenthesis, public or executive session, close parenthesis, or any other publication where it originates from members of the public or by members/delegates. 2. Such actions will be grounds for immediate ejection from the boardroom or committee meeting for the duration of the entire meeting of any person engaging in such activities. 3. Public comment will no longer be included in our minutes, as it should have never been included in the first place. And I'll point out Robert's Rules also says it shouldn't be in there. 3. All public comment from past minutes, including those posted online, will be removed within 1 week from the date of this motion. And 5. All personal attacks or commentary, derogatory comments, defamation/libel found in the past minutes will be removed as soon as possible as they are found.
Is there a second?
I second.
Are there any objections?
No.
Okay. Unheard. Then that motion passes.
Really easier already.
Yeah. Okay. Ms. Laviolette, if you want to start with your motion number 1 on improved telephonic participation.
Sure. As soon as I bask in the glory of that motion, that was wonderful. Thank you so much, Bill. Okay. So whereas the September 2017 PNB motion regarding telephonic/remote participation does not have a stipulation for proof of eligible circumstances, be it resolved that the KPFG LSB require no proof of circumstances that make members eligible for remote participation, and that the only requirement be a request be made to the chair in writing stating the circumstances. I'm sick. I'm far away.
I'd like to make a friendly amendment. I love this, and if I want to move it even further down the road, and I would like to renew stating the circumstances for me. I'm 57 years old. I don't need to tell you my personal business.
No, they don't want your personal business.
Well, yes, they do. They want
to know you're sick or you're over 500 miles.
If you object to taking and removing me,
only because PMB has it in there, those stipulations in there.
Oh, it's a PMB stipulation?
PMB
that you stated? Okay,
no,
I'm sorry.
That you either you state you're ill or you're over 50 miles away or a long distance. So you just, that's all you have to say. I'm too far away. I don't feel good.
Okay.
The end.
I have a further comment. I think we should broaden that, because both of us have had medical emergencies for other people where we were required to not be there and to be told, too bad. It's just not humane, not human, not...
Well, if I can come on that, it seems that the PNB has ruled that as acceptable circumstances, because, you know, obviously you two sitting here is proof of that.
Yeah.
I intend to treat this with the openest arms possible. And forward. So, well, hold on a second. Bill, you wanted to...
Well, I guess, respectfully, I also disagree with the amendment, because I think there's other circumstances. Maybe the PMB doesn't require it, but, like,
it.
You have to work late or something like that. That would be reasonable grounds for excuse.
I rescind my amendment.
Do you need to comment the amendment's members?
I would just like to add, though, that... Just for the public's sake, and if this is going to be streamed, that yes, the PNB judged that Deb Shafto's circumstances, meaning if your loved one is also sick, then by proxy, you are not well either. And that's common decency and knowledge, that if you have a loved one that's not well, you by proxy are also not well.
Okay.
I feel.
That was just the point of information I wanted to make, is that my understanding would be that a medical emergency, taking care of somebody that's experiencing a medical emergency, would qualify, and it doesn't need to be allowed to read or not.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should we
do you
want to
do your patented call the question? Well, there's that would be out of order, because we can't. I don't know that we can explain.
I call the question.
Okay. Are there any objections to this motion?
Okay.
All right. Passes. Ms. Levitt, your public comment.
Okay. In accordance with the rules that govern our body, and Robert's rules, may I add, is full of this, be it resolved that the public be held to the same rules of decorum as the LSB members, and that public comment no longer be included in our minutes. Be it also resolved that the standing rule on public comment is repealed. May I motivate it, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Does she need to?
I'd like to make an amendment.
Well, let's let her motivate it first, and then...
Well, I thought you just did.
No, I just read it.
No, she just read it.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to be really quick about it. The reason why I'm making this motion is because, as I said, Robert's rules basically says everybody in the room needs to abide by rules of decorum. You don't get to say nasty things to people just because you're a member of the public. There's a way to critique and to express your views and dissent without slander, without name-calling, and things that we've seen from the public. I respect very much their right to participate and to make their voices heard. I don't think it removes anything from someone's opinion to ask them to state it politely. And then the reason why I'm making the second part of my motion, that the standing rule on public comment be repealed, is simply because that card thing has never worked. And it leaves the door open to what happened on our LSB. All of a sudden we have a card. The card's not used, and our former secretary is paraphrasing, he's cherry-picking, and he's putting things in the minutes, with all due respect, that are not word verbatim. And so to me, that card is just a recipe for disaster. If we can repeal it and replace it with something that makes logical sense later on down the road, that's great. But for now, let's just take it out. We've had enough of this. And that's my motivation. Thank you.
Send me that.
What I wanted to say was that the first part is covered by the motion we just passed from Bill.
Bill's.
But
redundancy is not bad.
Standing rule of public comments. Huh. I guess I'm confused. I didn't really know what you meant by that. I thought you were talking about something else.
We have a standing rule that lays out a provision that if public comment is going to be included in the written minutes, then we would supply cards to the public. They can write out their public comments, give it to the secretary, and then it would be entered in the minutes. That's what that refers to.
Okay. Well, I'm all in favor of never mind.
Quick procedural question. What does it take to overturn a standing rule?
Majority.
Okay. Bill?
Actually, I was kind of going to clarify the same thing, just make sure the public knows we're not trying to cut out public comment. It's just that the public comment doesn't belong in the minutes because it's not an action taken by the board. And Robert's rules is pretty clear that only actions taken by the board is really what goes in the minutes.
They'll always be able to be heard.
And the bylaws require public comment that we allow that, so we're not trying to stop that.
All right. Is there any objection? Not heard.
So the third one is, be it resolved that the KPFT...
I'm voting.
Do you object, Jim?
Do you object?
But I'm on a vote. I'm against the fact that there's force, and I'm for the minutes from minimal.
So which portion of it are you against? Explain.
I thought it was two things. The minutes being removed, not detailing the minutes, I'm for, but censoring what the public says on the account.
Well, there's no real censoring of what the public's... Oh, are you talking about the rules of decorum?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe you should clarify.
Huh?
Maybe you should just clarify again what
you're saying. Okay. May I clarify it to Jim?
Yes.
It doesn't matter. I follow the question.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Since we have an objection, I guess we'll take... Richard, would you call the vote, please?
Do you need a vote?
Count.
We'll just call.
Vote count or just...
You can raise a hand and then ask Jim and Venetia.
Okay. Okay, so all of those for the motion as written, raise your hand and on the phone say aye. So that's 11-4. Those against, raise your hand or say aye.
Jim, that's you.
Aye.
Did Jim vote? Did Jim want to vote?
Venetia, did you vote?
Did Venetia drop off?
No, she's still on.
She's sleeping.
Well, she might have muted herself.
So I counted 11-4 and 1 against. Is that the same? Did you vote?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Motion passes.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, no.
Denise, if you're there and you want to vote, please vote.
It's
over.
Okay. So number three.
Hold on a second.
Let me interject something just a second. Usually when you're voting, you just do you're in the same room, you just do some kind of count vote.
Yeah.
If somebody wants a specific, roll call, you got to ask for it.
Right.
And I think if the standing rule, if I remember, and I'm not as much, but I think it's the standing rule is 40% of the people have to approve. Is that right?
Right.
40% of the people have to approve taking a roll call vote before you take it. So when you're voting on something and you're in the room, the main thing something like this is for is if you're on the phone
right.
and you're having to talk to people in New York or California or something.
Thank you. We'll just call that rookie mistake.
Three.
Read your...
Be it resolved that the KPFT LSB authorize the chair to name conveners for subcommittees and that he shall do so before January 15th, 2019.
I have a friendly amendment. I'd like to change that
to... Let's get a second first.
A second.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I would like to change it to where we have the chair name the conveners for the subcommittees tonight. And if I need to motivate, I can. And I have good reason for doing that. Or I make no apologies for making that recommendation.
Okay. Do we have to get a second on the amendment?
Doesn't she just have to accept it?
You're talking about taking off from by January 15th, 2019 to tonight?
Change that
to tonight?
I have a point of information.
Well, hold on. I need my question answered first. So how do we handle amendments? Again, does that have to, do amendments have to be accepted or seconded?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a second to Rhonda's?
Well, I have a point of information. I might second it. Are you prepared to do that tonight?
Can I name people? Yeah, sure.
I accept it.
Well, I'll second it. I might vote against it, but could I be on the stack for the amendment?
Point of information, sorry. So this would be him just appointing them, not us voting or electing? Okay, that's just appointing, and they're just convening, and the actual person that's going to chair the committee will be chosen at that time.
Yep.
Right.
Okay, but I still want to, would like to change that to
conveners tonight.
All right,
so.
Okay.
Well, I guess this may be a comment or a question, but, you know, if you want to appoint somebody who's not here, there's no opportunity to ask them if they're willing to do it, if you have to do it tonight. Is that going to be a problem, or do you know who you want to appoint, or?
I think what we can maybe.
Or will it be?
I can have backups, I guess.
Okay.
Let's not muddy it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not sure this is going to go down, but okay. All right. Any other commentary on this one?
What was it? I'm sorry, I missed it.
We're on number three.
Oh no.
And Ron made a friendly amendment to make that tonight, by January 15th.
Okay.
So, are there any objections to the amendment then?
No.
Okay. So, then are there any objections to the main motion?
As amended?
As amended. All right. And that passes.
Okay. So, number four is be it resolved that the secretary compile a list of the meetings that were invalidated by the PNB motion to give to Otis McClay and instruct him. And that's the November 29th motion.
Right.
And instruct him to remove the invalid KPFT LSB meeting minutes and audio from KPFTX. Be also resolved that any quote unquote invalid KPFT LSB meeting, as defined by the PNB November 29th motion, not be posted on KPFTX. May I motivate it?
Yes.
The reason for that is if we have, you know, that the PNB has already determined what meetings were invalidated, what meetings did not conform to the specific order to be considered valid. So if a meeting is invalidated and it's on KPFTX, it's going to create a lot of confusion for our public to go into meetings that the PNB has not approved or has disapproved posting. And so I'm just... For the sake of clarity for our public, I'm asking that they simply be removed.
Second.
Rick has a second.
Well, isn't that covered by Bill, the motion we passed?
No.
Bill's first motion?
No.
No,
this goes beyond that.
Yeah, this is kind of the
implication of that.
Because what Bill's motion proposed to do was take out the stuff that's slanderous and the public comments and all of that. What this proposes to do is to take away the meetings that have been deemed as invalid, which is a completely separate issue.
What meetings have been deemed invalid? Just the ones going forward from November the 29th?
No.
Or the ones going all the way back to when?
Mainly December the 19th.
Deb was removed from the November.
Yes.
And I'll read, that portion of the PMP motion.
Please.
My main concern is, was there anything legitimate that actually, was there anything productive that actually occurred?
I don't think so.
And then we can ratify those things.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. If we can, like, pick good stuff and keep that open, then I don't have any objections. I just want to know.
I have a proposal.
You want me to read them?
There's only one. Yeah, we have a problem with that.
I would be willing to look at those meetings and in conjunction with Elaine or whoever I can coerce into it to take a look and see if there's anything, any fragment of stuff that would be worth bringing forward as a new issue.
That's bringing it in.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Because they've invalidated those meetings, so you can't cherry pick and save stuff. But we can.
We can look and,
so
look and see what... What the value was brought up that needs discussion.
Right,
specifically, what was PK talking about when she said the cap or something to that effect?
The community advisory board. So that's a subcommittee of the LSB.
No,
actually
it's not. No.
Or,
it's what? Not part of the governance.
Oh, it's not.
No.
It's that's right, it's kind of a sister.
It's a separate thing.
Yeah, so the community advisory board is kind of a separate functioning thing, but to date, they haven't brought any reports to the LSB.
Okay,
so
well, when she mentioned that that she knows that that is going to go to the wayside, what does she mean by that?
It won't.
Not exactly. I'm assuming that there's some report that the CAB is going to present at the meeting they're going to have tomorrow night.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go to that meeting tomorrow
night. Yeah, so that will be whatever it is. We haven't seen it before.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's no reason to believe that it would go by the wayside.
Okay.
No.
The CAB is a body of advisors that is required by the government for CPB funding. Mm-hmm. And we don't get CPB money, so I don't know this necessarily anymore. But it's not a body of this body.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that the government puts on. When you are part of the CPB, what is that?
Community Advisory Board.
Yeah, I know what that is, yeah.
No.
That's the people who give the federal funding.
Well, they were actually...
We don't have anymore.
Right.
The government insists on...
When they do that law, part of the law is that you have to have an advisory board.
Okay.
It has no bearing on this group at all.
So let's
get back on track here real quick.
Could just clarify what Deb volunteered to do or volunteered some of us to help with?
Well, yeah, so I'm holding on to Ken. So,
okay.
Deb, Elaine, do you mind if we just go to a vote on this? And then I'm
looking for coffee.
So, are there any objections to the motion as written?
Point of something that I don't even know how to request it.
Yes.
Okay. So, can I make a request for the floor? All right.
Is it germane to this motion?
Yes. No.
Okay,
no.
Then wait.
Okay, got it.
All right, so, hearing no objections... this motion passes, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask that Richard you task people to help you with this. It looks like Elaine and Deb are willing, and anyone else who is willing to help in this effort.
If we all took on a meeting, if everybody else will take on a meeting, I'll take a meeting.
Yeah, I will let people kind of define that outside of here. But it is going to be a bit of an effort, so everybody please be willing to help.
Okay, this is irregular. I just thought of it. And it's going to require some explaining.
Thank you.
Keep playing that good music.
It's going to require a little bit of explaining or a preface because, more than anything, those of you who've worked with me, for some of you for a couple of decades, some of you for a decade, some of you for a year, you know that I'm pretty transparent. I don't want to exclude people. Being on the Pacifica National Board and watching House of Cards changed my life. It changed my life, and not so much for the better. Okay? But I learned how to strategize. When I ran for the board, I ran solely on the ticket that I wanted to be on the national board. And I wanted to be on the national board because I had listened to 2 years of meetings, and also as an employee at KPFT, privy to a lot of just the whole nut. I wanted to be on the PNB because we had to get those audits done. And because we were in trouble with the Attorney General. And because Adriana Casanave, Wesley Bethune, and Venetia Patel did not represent KPFT, in my opinion, in a forthright or honorable way. And I can state a reason for that if it's like unbecoming for me to say that. It has solely to do with the fact that those three members repeatedly voted to exclude WBAI from having equal representation on the PNB for over a year and a half.
But that's
so
okay, this is where I'm going.
Okay.
I would like to add something to the agenda. All right, here's what happened. We had a PNB meeting where some of the people didn't show up, kind of like this meeting. This meeting is legal. All the other people chose not to show up. They chose not to come to this meeting. Okay? The only way we got that work done when I was on the PNB that year, the only way we got it done was because of an opportunity like this. See how... was because of an opportunity just like this one tonight. Because we were able to elect officers. So I would like to make a motion to replace Adriana Casanay, who has termed out as a Pacifica National Board member. I would recommend and believe that Adriana Laviette would be eligible. Rick Potoff would be eligible. Elaine Duncan would be eligible. Deb Shafto would be eligible. You wouldn't because you're staff. I wouldn't because I'm staff. You wouldn't because you haven't been on a year. I've already asked Sandra. I think Sandra would have made a really like super peace offering. Like nobody could point a finger or have any issues with Sandra serving. And she served very on the PNB before and served us very well. And Wally, Wally is also staff.
Yeah.
So
your motion is...
Adrian, I know, has accepted my idea.
Well, My motion is to replace
Adriana Casanave, who has termed out, and to elect our new Pacifica National Board member tonight.
Okay. Is there a second?
Point of order. Well, first I'd like to finish the rest of the stuff on the agenda. The bylaws require 30 days notice for this. And also, Adriana, her 5-year term limit on the PNB ends January 30th.
So we don't need
to do this.
Okay.
She'll be off anyway.
Right.
I think. Now, there's an ambiguity about whether, because of the delay in the delegate elections, whether the the directors will stay on, but it's not going to be until, I mean, probably no longer than March.
She's going to be on there 2 more months?
Well.
Or are you going to just let the seat
go? I'm just, and it takes 2/3 vote. So I'm just.
Okay. Well, we'll add it to you.
Saying you have to follow the bylaws. But I mean, if you want to make the motion, we can discuss that. But I'd rather do this other stuff first.
Okay.
We already have on the agenda.
We can just do it tomorrow night. I'll work on it. I'll figure it out.
Okay.
Motion withdrawn?
Yes, I'm sorry.
It takes 16 votes to remove somebody.
Okay.